Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Movies, TV, streaming, all the things you should be watching. It's The Feed with Kevin Begley, Star 99.9.
All right, every week in The Feed, we talk TV, movies, streaming with our friend Nick Johnston. He writes for Vinyland.com. You can read his stuff there, and we talk about what's coming out this week that we should be checking out. So what do we got, Nick?
Well, if you aren't already checking out the latest in Nike's footwear, let me tell you what. After seeing Air, I guess everyone probably on the planet is going out to see if they can get a good fresh pair of J's right now.
Right.
I'm bummed we didn't get to talk about that last week because, man, what a solid movie. So, I just wanted to start off by that, but instead of going post-Easter Super Mario Brothers, whatever, we're going full-on horror mode, and I don't know why. I do not know why they've scheduled two horror movies for the week after Easter when it would have been absolutely perfect for them to come out like right around the same time as, say, Mario Brothers, provide the adults in the room with something to be scared of instead of just being scared of, like, Jack Black's voice performance as Bowser.
Right.
But, yeah. So, first up, we've got one documentary, though, and that's a streaming documentary, and that is Personality Crisis, One Night Only, which is a Martin Scorsese co-directed documentary about David Johansen, who was the singer of the fabulous band The New York Dolls. If you were, were alive in the 70s, you probably know him for that. If you were alive in the 80s, you probably know him as Buster Poindexter and as the cabbie, Ghost of Christmas Past, and Scrooge. But Scorsese documented a cabaret-style show that he did, a very private show back in 2020, and spun a whole documentary about his life. And so this is a great chance to watch a master filmmaker take on one of the true icons of early punk rock. So you can watch that on Showtime. I believe it's streaming only. I'm not sure if it's streaming on the network itself or showing on the network itself. Jeez. But, yeah, it's streaming on Showtime on Friday.
Cool.
And moving on, we've got ourselves our two horror films of the week. We'll go the smaller one. We'll go the one that's got a little bit less buzz behind it than the one following it. But that first one is The Pope's Exorcist, which is a Julius Avery-directed film. He directed, if you can remember this movie, all the way back in the far-off lands of 2018, Overlord, which I thought was a really swell little action horror movie, and it stars Russell Crowe as Father Gabriel Amour, who was one of the Catholic Church's most advanced real-life premium exorcists. William Friedkin, the guy who directed the film The Exorcist, actually made a documentary about him called The Devil and Father Amaroth, and if you want to check that out, it's got some really creepy exorcism footage. But, yeah, this looks like really fun. I'm down for anything with Russell Crowe being, Russell Crowe in this day and age, as opposed to, like, he's just accepting that he's character actor Russell Crowe as opposed to heartthrob and action movie lead. So I'm looking forward to it, and it's got a pretty goofy pedigree. I mean, how can you not with a real-life exorcist,
right.
The life story of a real-life exorcist who was right-hand man to the Pope, like, how can you not love that? And The Pope's Exorcist hits theaters on Friday. And go ahead and get tickets now because I don't know why you'd get tickets now. You're going to get aisle seats and wherever you want to sit day one. There's no bad rush on Pope's Exorcist tickets. But there might be a rush on our final selection of the week, and that is Springfield. Which is a pretty funny-looking film about Dracula's assistant going to a workplace therapy group and trying to figure out how to get free from his master's clutches. He's his familiar, I guess is what they call them. And Renfield, of course, is played by Nicholas Holt, who is a very talented young actor who you might remember from The Menu or Mad Max Fury Road or all these different films. But, I mean, obviously, it is Nicholas versus Nicholas, and only one of them has an H. because Nicolas Cage is Dracula. And that's pretty much this entire movie's selling point for everybody. It's just that you get to watch Cage ham it up as the Prince of Darkness. And listen to the creatures of the night make such sweet music.
Right.
With him in control. It looks really funny, and I think genuinely it'll be a pretty decent time at the movies. The fellow who directed the Lego Batman movie actually directed this one.
Oh, that's cool.
So if you like that kind of vibe, I highly recommend you go check this out. And if you're a big Nicolas Cage fan, obviously go watch this one too. Coming out in theaters this Friday, and I am going to see it tonight.
Nice.
So yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I pretty much every person I know who's every single goth woman I know is absolutely stoked with this stuff.
Yeah, that's so great. A little
yeah, exactly. So if you have a lady in your life who wears a Ministry t-shirt, you want to go out and go on a date, well, let me tell you what, this is your option.
Perfect. Yeah, we get some great stuff this week. It's a little like a little Halloween in April.
Yeah, who knows why that is? I mean, I guess it's like how they program Christmas horror movies right after Christmas.
Right.
You know, it's something about a good touchy-feely holiday. You automatically need to go and just have that ritualistically cleansed by Nicolas Cage beheading people and stuff, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Nice.
Exactly.
All right, Nick, thanks so much. Whatever you're going to see this weekend, have fun, and we'll talk to you next week. Thanks.
All right, talk to you then, Kevin.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.